This transformation comes about through this discourse, this interaction, this mutual respect, this desire to continue a conversation, however difficult that may be. That can only take place on a basis of equality. 200 ethnic origins in Canada, 40, nearly half the population reporting origins that include ancestry outside. 4 million of us, visible minorities. 67% of those visible minorities born outside Canada. The proportion of Canadians born outside the country, the highest it's ever been in 70 years. So our history is built upon three key elements of diversity. Our First Nations population, our linguistic duality, and an ever-increasing diversity. And my argument is that this is a source of strength, not weakness.
Right, that right there was The Gruesomes with the song What's Your Problem from their new album, Tyrants of Teen Trash. That new album is really a re-release of their big hits, 13 of them actually, with 4 bonus tracks. There you go. And The Gruesomes are Bobby Beaton, Jerry Alvarez, John Davis, and Eric Davis. And these guys were big in the mid to late 80s in Montreal. And they sported the good old Ramones-esque hairdos. And they're very stylish and very sort of punk mod punk, I guess. I don't know. I think that'd be a good description of them. Anyways, they're amazing. And, yeah, they're Gruesomes. This show here that you're just starting to listen to is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. And for the next hour and a half, we will be listening to Canadian music. And yes, I've been doing this show for, I don't know, at least a few years, minimally. I had a different time slot, and I have been alternating. Well, let's put it this way. The first Wednesday of each month has been Miko Hoffman's show, and her show is called And Sometimes Why. And then I get the next three Wednesdays of the month. And sadly, Miko's leaving to do whatever, but she will no longer be doing her show. So the big deal for me for a little while was, and I was totally tortured, do I want to do this show here four nights, well, like four times a month or five, depending on the month, you know, like all the time, every Wednesday, or do I want to drop down to every second Wednesday? So it was tough, I got to tell you, like, because I do have two small kids. I've got an 8.5 month old little boy named Dexter, little sexy Dexy, or simply the Sexter. And I have a 3-year-old little girl, Coconut, Coral, or simply Coco. And I really, really wanted to, I was like, yeah, I'm going to move it up. I'm going to just do four nights. Like, I'm going to do every Wednesday. And then finally, I suppose my husband, with a little bit of his prodding, and meaning he'd have to babysit every Wednesday. And my kids are not exactly angels. So long story short, starting in January, I will be alternating this show with somebody else. I'm not exactly sure who. So one of my nights per month will be dropped. So there you go. But that's okay, because I think down the line, after talking to our program director, I would like to eventually, you know, once things settle down a bit, go back to, well, maybe get a full-time show. So there you go. Okay, with all that said and done, my toes are finally starting to warm up a bit. I drive all the way from East Van, pretty far East Van, to, so I basically drive from the eastern segment, very eastern part of the city, to the most western part of the city. And it's quite a haul, just because we have no freeways in this city. Damn those city planners. I know a lot of people will disagree, but seriously, I like the freeways. But whatever. Another topic. We'll talk about that later. And I love the Christmas lights. I love them. I'm so excited. We have our Christmas lights up, and it's Christmas time, and we have, this is kind of, I've been sort of thinking, what's the optimal time of the Christmas season, you know? And I think it's right about now. So today is December 10th. It means you have like 15 more days until really Christmas Day. So you're just kind of like, yeah, and but yet you're still well into the season. Like, you know, it's not like it's too early to really get festive, if you know what I mean. So I'm liking this time. This is like a great time. I went out shopping all day today at Metrotown and got a gazillion things. So I'm sort of in the middle of preparing. The tree is up. The real tree, of course. You have to have a real tree. And there you go. An Elf was on the other night. That's that and A Christmas Story are my two favorite Christmas movies. I love Elf, and I love A Christmas Story. Who doesn't love A Christmas Story? So speaking of which, I think I might just pepper the show with Christmas stuff. Meaning, when I say Christmas stuff, generally around now, the station pulls out bins of Christmas stuff, which seem to have not been pulled yet. And you get the pick of the litter, really. But I have my own CD here. Compliments of Mr. Big Ham. There you go. So Big Ham himself gifted me with a CD of Canned Ham, Christmas stuff from last year. It was a new album released last year. And where is it now? I'm looking through my CD box and I'm not seeing it, which has me nervous. Oh, there it is. Oh, this chair is so squeaky. Anyway, so my point, though, is that I love this CD to death. It's Canned Ham and Friends. It's called Sincerely Christmas, and it has, like, a whole whack of songs. So, like, a whole bunch of songs. And these songs are just clever and excellent and just killer. So I think I'll just pepper the show with a bunch of songs. Hey, maybe I'll just go like the Gruesomes, and then the next song will be Canned Ham. So just expect, that's what I'll do. Every second song will be a Canned Ham song. We'll do it that way. Okay, you can see I really plan these things in advance, can't you? That's okay, though. All right. So I think I'll even go in order on the CD. So, yeah. So this song is the first one on the CD. We're going to listen to that now. It's called Christmas Morning. And then the next one will be Sincerely Christmas, etc. Then Sexy Elf. Mm-hmm. Mind you, and we probably will get to Lil Baby Jesus, LBJ Rap. That's my favorite song on this album. But you know what? They're all good. So here we go. This is Canned Ham. With Christmas Morning from their album released a year ago called Canned Ham and Friends, Sincerely Christmas. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, and this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm not sure if you know that, but there you go. Canned Ham.
It's Christmas morning. Hey, where's Big Ham? Oh, look. He's left me a big present. Wow. I really want to open it, but I shouldn't open it without him. What do you think? Should I open it? I don't know. Should I? I know. I'll ask Salty the Rattlesnake for a second opinion. Oh, Salty!
Yes!
Should I open the big present?
Yes!
Well, okay. It's you, Big Ham! Oh. You're the present!
Merry Christmas, little ham!
This is the best Christmas ever!
This is our Christmas card to you. Sincerely Christmas, it's how we really feel. Sincerely Christmas, we pray before each meal. Sincerely Christmas.
beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. A picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
C-I-T-R!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
C-I-T-R!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw!
That, of course, was Canned Ham and Friends. We heard Sexy Elf from their album released a year ago called Sincerely Christmas. And then before that was Safety Show with their song Taking the Patience from their very, very new album. It's called Blackwater. And I happen to have a copy of it. And I don't even think it's here at the station yet. So I feel very privileged. All right. Safety Show, in case you're wondering what their deal is. They basically are... a local band who are sort of formed from different bands. So they are Katie Lappy. So Katie used to be in Operation Makeout, as well as, oh God, how can I forget that? Cadeau, of course. And then there's Shane, her man, her husband, Shane and Sean. So Shane and Sean, everyone knows Shane and Sean from the Robosexuals. And then there is, who else is in the band? The drummer, of course, I can picture him. What's his name? Joe, the drummer. He used to be in Closed Caption Radio back when. And let's see, a guy named Al. I know everybody but Al. So anyways, there you go. That is the Safety Show with something off their new album, Blackwater. Okay, cool. And then before that was more Canned Ham and Friends from the same album I'm going to be playing all night. So we heard Sincerely Christmas and then Christmas Morning before that. Okay, I happen to be Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We are going to move on with our alternating non-Christmas song, which is, what do I have here? Look at me, I'm all prepared, I think, and I don't know what it is. I think it's the Transmitters. No, it's the organ. That's what I have coming up. So it's the organ. They have a new EP out. It's called Thieves. There are 6 songs on it. And basically the deal with this is that they recorded this after they had broken up. I guess they just wanted to purge their songs, record them, you know, to have forever. And yeah, that's basically it. I don't know what else to tell you. They are no longer together. And again, they did record this, I suppose, while they were technically broken up. So, but I guess if they really did come together and record, really, in theory, would they have not been broken up? Discuss amongst yourselves. No. Apparently, they're no longer together. Okay. It is a Mint Records release. And we are going to hear, I don't know. How about song number 4? It's called Fire in the Ocean. Okay. There you go. Fire in the Ocean. And this station here is UBC's CITR, 101.9 FM. And by the way, we raised for our fundraiser, our fund drive, almost $22,000. So thank you, everybody who has contributed money to the station. It's very much appreciated. And I went to the fund drive show, which was super fun. You know, we put the fun in fun drive here at CITR at the Biltmore. And yeah, anyways, it was a good time. And, oh, by the way, just a little anecdote. So I go to the show by myself. I'm like, you know, I know enough people in the city. I can just go by myself and have a good time, which turned out to be true. I went to the show and hung out with some other people, like in particular Val, who's the person after me who does her show. She's awesome. And I was just flitting around having a good time, you know, getting drunk and whatnot. And then after the show, I happen to live like down Kingsway, right? And the Biltmore's on Kingsway. But at like the one end of Kingsway, I live like toward, you know, Burnaby, far way down Kingsway. So, you know, and with my drunken, you know, reasoning, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll just walk down Kingsway and, catch a cab or whatever. Maybe a bus. I don't know. I have no real plans. I'll just keep walking. So I go walking down Kingsway. And if you're a female wearing a dress, a skirt, walking down Kingsway on a, what was it, like a Saturday night at about 2 in the morning, you're in trouble because basically, like, I totally should have known better. Basically, my first clue as to why the hell am I doing this, like what my big problem is that the first thing I see is a van. And it's kind of like the hooker pickup, you know, we're going to save your soul van. And I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, excuse me. Oops. I mean, I'm thinking, oh, darn. Why is this van stopping toward me? And I'm realizing, oh, my God, people think I'm a freaking hooker. So they like pull up, you know, give me a long, nice stare. And they're kind of going slowly at me. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not a hooker. So they must have determined on their own that I was not a hooker. Just some dumb, drunk white girl walking down Kingsway. So they pass me, but then, of course, they stop for 3 hookers just in the block up from me. So then there's some sort of, like, you know, clean the street up and we're going to offer hookers, I don't know, nice things. Like, maybe, I don't know what they do. Maybe they try to sell them Jesus. I don't know. But anyway, so luckily I got passed up for that. And then, of course, you know, half, you know, maybe 3 more blocks down, 4 blocks down, I get this like pickup truck guy pull up next to me. Yeah. And I'm kind of like waving, like, I'm not a hooker. Like, wave him on. And the cabs aren't stopping for me. Finally, a cab comes and he's like, a little, like, you know, tip. We don't even pick people up down Kingsway because there's so many, like, I guess, irresponsible people walking down Kingsway that you have to. So anyways, because I had been calling and no one was coming, and but I managed to survive. There you go. And of course, as I'm walking in the cold, or maybe even the rain, from what I remember, I was like, why am I doing this? Like, am I really that stupid? And I guess I was. But it was a fun night. So there you go. That's my story. Okay, that was my own personal Biltmore after party on Kingsway. All right, back to the organ. There you go, the organ. Okay, not the state of Oregon, but the band, the organ. Okay, you're listening to CITR
101.9 FM. I'm your host, Anita B. Here you go, the organ.
Lights out! Ho, 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 ho! white male, long white beard, red hat, exhibiting jolly behavior.
I think the hardest pill I swallowed was when I realized I've been lying to myself about my past romances and love affairs. Well, they were something more to me than someone else. Well, how could I have been so blind? You moved on and on, just fine without me. Without me. Well, look at all this stuff I own. So many reddies and obscurities, but they never showed me how to live my life with you or anyone. No, not anyone. I never made a friend my own. Both domestic and apart from the chances of me. Well, who really cares? I guess I do. But do any of you?
Mistletoe forever. Mistletoe. to last forever in your kisses. As long as that sprig is hanging up above.
Okay, as promised, that there was more Canned Ham and Friends. Okay, the song we just heard was, I'm sure it was called Mistletoe Forever. Yes, it was. It's from the new album. Well, actually, it released a year ago, Sincerely Christmas. And those friends, in case you're curious who they are Hamster Ham, Yvonne or Ivan Hrotska, Neil Hamburger and Lil Baby Jesus, of course, in addition to Lil Ham and Big Ham. So there you go. Let's see. What do we have before that? We had, The Transmitters. Yes, we did. With, the song Live a Little More. That is from their new album. Actually, it's a new EP. So I think it's 5 songs. I've put it away already and it's untitled. It's just an EP. So the Transmitters, of course, are a bunch of boys from Vancouver who were in various other bands, like including the Smugglers. Oh God, what other band? I'm trying to think. I can't think of the other bands, but anyways. Then we have more Canned Ham before that with the song Secret Santa. Yahoo! It is 7:10 and I should give you all a weather update, shouldn't I? Well, I'll do that at our next little break. So in the meantime, we are going to move on and listen to some more music. I'm feeling like I could listen to some Buck 65. I don't know about you, but that's what we're going to be listening to next. So from Buck 65's album Situation from a few years ago. No, only a year ago. That's it. 2007. Yeah, that was only a year ago. We are going to hear, how about the song White Bread? That's always a good song. Yeah, White Bread. There you go. This show here, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm the host, Anita B. And it's Christmas time. I love it. So I'm in a really good mood. What else can I tell you? This show, I'm usually here. Well, I have been here 3 out of 4 Wednesdays per month. That's my schedule. Except for the first Wednesday of each month, I do each additional Wednesday from 6:30 till 8. And the music here is all Canadian. Miko Hoffman does the show for the first Wednesday of each month. And it's called And Sometimes Why. And I'm giving you a little bit of news here. She will no longer be doing her show. She is retiring at a ripe young age of, I don't know, early 30s, something. She's still a youngin'. Let's see. So I will be cut down from 3 shows a week. So 3 Wednesdays a week to every second Wednesday starting in the new year. And then the other thing is, so I will be here next week because I think today's the 10th. Let me just cursor my thing over this. Yep, December 10th. Next week, therefore, would be the 17th. I will not be here Christmas Eve because why would I? Why would anybody? I mean, I have things to do, i.e. celebrate Christmas. And then on that note as well, the way my show falls, it falls on New Year's Eve. So I don't think I'll be doing the show then either. I'm sure I won't be. So I'll be away for those last couple Wednesdays of each of this month. And then I'll be back in the new year with some other new alternating show. So that should be good. All right. What did I say we've got? Right. $1.65. That's the deal. The song here is White Bread, and $1.65 is a guy out of Hamilton. I meant to say Halifax, of course. So he's an East Coast guy who is white and does rap. Is that the best way to put it? But he's good. That's the difference. When all that comes out, you kind of think, ew, really? Why are you playing this stuff? But no, actually he's good. He's the guy who beats the bad sort of formula for rap, right? Hip hop, whatever you want to call it. Okay, so this is $1.65 and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Agile tranquility, artificial familiarity, civility. What happened? Nosy neighbors died of suspense. Have a nice day and stay on your side of the fence. My crew was called the right angles, we made a remark. We played in the park and were afraid of the dark. Declare destroyed and paranoid in the bathroom checkers. 3D movies and Pat Boone records. At noon, that tune becomes my own truth. 22 grown youth crammed inside a phone booth. Davy Crockett's magic tricks. They call me Crazy Pockets, butt kicked. A-bombs, butt nick, Navy rockets, napalm and mustard on hot dogs at the diner. Shoulder blades of older dates and waitresses on roller skates. Solar plates and gasoline, Vaseline, old Fannie Mae. Hardware, the family trade, planning a penny raid. What you gonna do? Bad man comes back, what you gonna do, huh? What you gonna do when the bad man comes back, what you gonna do, huh? Beach blanket party, clean faces, serene places, silence between spaces and submarine races, obscene cases of extreme racist, stone jerk, diminished and degraded when I'm finished doing the homework. White bread, nosebleed, toe speed, don't need to grow weed, law-abiding citizen, exposed greed, two shoes, optimistic, hoping for better weather, pretty girl with a ponytail, a letter wear, my letter sweater, working up a sweat, bench press, chin-up curls, action adventure in my bedroom with the pin-up girls, Perry Como, Johnny Mathis, astronomy class is crap, you've been slapped, wearing a coonskin cap, fingers in demonic jaws, peace treaties, atomic laws, cosmic flaws, conspiracy theories in the Masonic lodge, milkshake, spilt mine, guilt finer than silk twine, baby doll, built fine, lighting up the tilt sign, what you gonna do when the bad man comes back, what you gonna do, huh, what you gonna do when the bad man comes back, what you gonna do, huh, what you gonna do when the bad man comes back, what you gonna do, huh. What you gonna do when the bad man comes back? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? We'll be right back.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Thank you. Big Ham, someone's at the door.
Hey, it's Neil Hamburger. Merry Christmas, Neil.
Hey, guys, do you have a place I can sleep tonight?
Oh, it's on Christmas.
Neil, what happened to the car?
Well, the car was repossessed years ago, and now I have no place to sleep, just like the little baby Jesus. This is the worst Christmas I've ever had.
What?
Oh, cheer up, Neil. You're with us. Canned ham.
I thought last Christmas was the worst Christmas you ever had.
That was. Just like each summer, the movies that come out are the highest grossing movies of all time. Every year. Well, every year my Christmas is the worst Christmas of all time. Well, can you guys reverse that trend?
So do you think,
yes,
like...
Yes, we can.
Wait.
We can.
So you're saying that every year is the worst Christmas, and it gets worse and worse. So it's like sequels, like movie sequels. It's just more of the same, but more.
And worse. Hmm.
Well, cheer up, because we got you a present.
A present?
That's right.
I haven't gotten a present in 21 years.
We wrote you a song.
Yeah, for you to sing.
On our Christmas album.
So that we can sell them.
That's not a present, guys.
We wrote it just for you.
You wrote it just for yourself to sell your album.
That's right. If you help us on our album, we'll sell more albums.
Well, I'll do what I can. I guess if you sold one more copy, that would double the amount of sales you're probably going to have.
That's right, Neil.
And you know what the other present we have for you is?
A noose?
No, not a noose. Well, maybe something noose-like, but a noose made of bright, shiny ribbon that's wrapping your free copy of our Christmas album that you sing on when it's all done and ready.
You can give that to the children's charities.
No, the children don't want our record.
We've been doing some actual extensive marketing surveys of our demographic, and we found that this album will be marketed exclusively to people of no ages.
In other words, no one's going to buy your album.
That's right. So come on, let's roll the tape. Sing the song, Neil.
But I don't know it.
Just feel it.
All right.
It's Christmas. It's all about feeling.
The Christmas office party.
It's the office Christmas party.
It's the Christmas office party. What's going on in the office there? A horny game of musical chairs. We've got beer and wine and a big bowl of punch with lots of candy for us to munch. What's the Christmas bonus this year? A condom that lights up like Rudolph the reindeer.
It's the office Christmas party.
It's the Christmas office party.
It's the office Christmas party.
It's the Christmas office party. Who got loaded and told off the boss? See you Monday morning, 9 o'clock sharp. When he walks in, tail between his legs. Shame-faced and ready to beg. Prick.
It's the office Christmas party.
It's the Christmas office party.
It's the office Christmas party.
It's the Christmas office party.
It's the office Christmas party.
It's the Christmas office party.
It's the office Christmas party.
It's the Christmas office party.
All right, that right there is more canned ham. It's an alternating canned ham evening. So the way it's working out is every odd song is canned ham. And off of their Christmas album entitled Canned Ham and Friends, Sincerely Christmas. All right, that one was called, it was Neil Hamburger. It was Office Christmas Party. And then we heard A Christmas Visit from Neil Hamburger. And then before that, we heard some non-canned ham, which was Sloan. Back in the day, the song was Stove/Smother from the DGC, that would stand for David Geffen Corporation, compilation called Rarities Volume 1. It's actually a pretty good compilation. It's got like 14 songs on it, with like Weezer, Nirvana, Beck, Sonic Youth, The Posies, Hole, Teenage Fan Club. My God, you got to get it. It's actually really good. It was released back in 94. Yeah, look at that. Okay. What else? I guess I just need to tell you that I'm Anita B. And I'm the host of this show. Oh, yeah. And I was going to do some weather for us. Weather Vancouver. Look at this. I totally forgot. Okay. So let's see what's going on in the world of weather for our city. Currently, it is 7 degrees Celsius and it is overcast. There you go. Okay, and the low tonight is 5. Today's Wednesday, by the way, in case you weren't sure. like myself, I'm just finishing up my mat leave, and every single day is just like the other day. So dates and days and all that kind of roll into one. But I go back January, so that's when my brain will hopefully sort of be fully completed. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So Thursday, it will start firing on all cylinders. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, so Thursday, the high, that's tomorrow, is 7, and it's supposed to be variably cloudy. So, which means part sun, part cloud, clouds, and a high of 7. So that's not too bad, actually. It's not supposed to rain. So there you go. And then, let's see, what else can I tell you? Friday. Here's where it gets interesting. Well, actually, no, that was the morning. I'm sorry. Can't I just give a good weather forecast? I guess I would never be like a Tamara Taggart person, could I? Okay. Thursday. In the morning, it's variably cloudy. In the afternoon, it is sunny. And the symbol here is just a full sun. There's no clouds around it. So that should be good. Sunny and a high of 7. So that's what's going on tomorrow. Okay. Now, Friday is where it gets kind of interesting. The high is 4. So 4, you know, whatever. Okay. But it says the percentage of precipitation is 90%. So we could be getting some snow. We could be getting some rain. I don't know. I'm kind of hoping for snow. It makes it kind of interesting. And then on Saturday and Sunday, Saturday the high is 3. Sunday the high is 1. There could be snow. I'm not thinking there's going to be any snow myself, but whatever. It'd be fun. It's always fun. Vancouver, because I find it like meteorologically very interesting, this city, because first of all, the latitude's pretty high. Like we're at the 49th parallel, which, you know, compared, if you take a ruler and go all the way across North America, really you're the same latitude as, I guess, like Thunder Bay, and Thunder Bay is freaking cold. So you're pretty far north. So, but the, you know, as you know, the Pacific Ocean moderates the temperatures here, so it's really pretty mild in the winter. Yet it rains a whole whack, and then to add to that, it's not really warm in the winter. Like the temperature is always skirting 0 degrees. It seems like at nighttime, and in the day though, you know, it gets more like 5 to 7 degrees. But considering it, we do skirt the, you know, kind of play around with 0 degrees a fair amount, you would think it would snow a lot more, especially because it rains. We get the rain. So and then when you get that beautiful combination of like 0 degrees and rain, you actually get snow. So because I'm just tired of the rain sucks, but who can complain? I mean, we're all in the same boat, so I'm sorry, I'm not gonna go there, living in Vancouver and complaining about the rain, whatever. Okay. So, anyways, that's that. Now, I should tell you all that tonight at 8 o'clock, that's in another, I don't know, 20-some-odd minutes, 26 minutes, the next show up is Val Cormier's Folk Oasis. So she's here from 8 until 10, and then at 10, from 10 until 11, we have Julia and Caroline. And they do their show, Juice Box, from 10 to 11, right, 10 to 11, and it's a sex show. It's a show about sex. Okay, there you go. Yeah, so what do we have on deck? What, I have something planned, don't I? Oh, I know what I have planned. Okay, I'm going to play something that I haven't played before, and it's new. It's from the band Stars. They have a new EP out. It's called Sad Robots, and we are going to hear the song, Let's see. Yeah, song number two. It's called A Thread Cut with a Carving Knife. That's on our agenda. And I hope you all are enjoying the Christmas holiday so far. I'm Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We can't see nothing at the Santa Claus parade. People pushing, people shoving at the Santa Claus parade.
Making the little ones sad.
Making the big ones sad. Children of all ages sad at the Santa Claus parade. There ain't enough shoulders to sit on at the Santa Claus parade. Besides, there just be people on shoulders at the Santa Claus parade. Pushing ahead, ruining everything. Where they learn their lousy manners at the Santa Claus parade. All our favorite corporations at the Santa Claus parade. All ponied up to buy a float at the Santa Claus parade. Encouraging us to buy, 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 goodbye, you lousy Santa Claus parade. Guess we'll just make do with a parade of our own. Guess we'll just make do with our own parade at home. Don't need no permit if the cost hand is a ticket. We'll ask for a warrant at the parade of our own.
Hey everybody, make your own parade.
Just get some noisemakers.
Use whatever's around.
Pots and pans.
An air raid siren.
A blood-curdling scream.
If your parents are sleeping, wake them up from their graves. Get them to join the parade. Let's go!
Okay, that right there was Santa Claus Parade from, of course, Canned Ham and Friends. I'm playing a whole bunch of stuff from their album, Sincerely Christmas. That was released a year ago. And then before that, we heard something from Stars. They have a new album out, or actually a new EP. It's called Sad Robots. And the song we heard was called, let's take a look. Where is it? It is here. It's called A Thread Cut with a Carving Knife. Okie dokie. And, hold on a second here. They are on, I'm just trying to see what's it called? Soft Revolution? Yeah, that's the name of the label. And it's CD002. So I need to do some research. Is this like their own label? As many bands will often do, many indie bands. And it's CD002, which tells me it must be the second CD released by this label. So I don't know. I'll see what I can find out. Val is in the house, so that's exciting. She's here, and she's equally annoyed with my as I am that the I don't know. Annoyed is not the word. That might be too strong of a word. But we're just bummed that the Christmas albums aren't here yet, sitting in boxes ready to be played. Because, my God, here at CITR at this time of the year, the selection of CDs that can be played, Christmas CDs in particular, I suppose Hanukkah, maybe you can find some, is immense. The selection, there's so many, my goodness. You can find like ska Christmas, you can find like any kind of music you want, like cocktail swanky music, Christmassy stuff. So I'm looking forward to next week going through the box and seeing what I can find and making it really fun. But in the meantime, today it's just canned ham, but that's good enough. More than good enough. What am I saying? It's awesome. I'm totally enjoying it. Anyways, I do have some non-canned ham coming up. And that band that I'm going to play for you, wait a second, what was I doing? My brain is, oh yeah, it's the Evaporators. That's what it is. It's the Evaporators. I've got like short attention span issues. Remember, do you ever remember way, way back when, maybe 20 years ago on Saturday Night Live, maybe 25, no, maybe 20. And it was, what's his name? Like the biggest actor ever for a while there. Oh, the guy, you know, in Sleepless in Seattle. What's his name? You know, that guy. I like him. He was in, he had a friend named Wilson, a volleyball in that movie where he was stranded. Tom Hanks. That's who I'm talking about. Anyways, Tom Hanks played a character on Saturday Night Live. And it was called Short Attention Span Man or whatever. It was pretty funny. I really quite liked that skit. Anyways, that kind of sums me up sometimes. Okay, so short-term memory man, that's the deal. Okay, you got to see it in vintage if you ever get the chance to. Anyways, this is, I don't know why I'm going on about that, but this right here is The Evaporators. It's their song Gassy Jack, and I'm finding it on a Mint compilation called Wee. It's a Team Mint sampler. There you go. And it is, I'm sure it's new. I think it's totally new. Yes, it is. Let me just double check the year here. I just got it, but I got another mint one too. And I think the other one is a year old. Anyways, this is The Evaporators, of course, which features Nardwar, the human serviette. And he does a show here at CITR on Fridays. And he's awesome. That's such an underwhelming description of him. Anyways, he's crazy. He's fanatical. He's Nardwar. Anyways, this station here is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. I'm your host, Anita B., and this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Here are The Evaporators. Telling jolly tales led to a name that didn't
gorge, gorge, and then gorge some more. If you are poor, you must forage so you can gorge. Tis a season gluttony, no rhyme or reason, it's just a season gluttony, gluttony. Who's a saint of that sin? Chimes in harmony, listen to the gimme choir. Tis the season gluttony, no rhyme or reason, it's just the season gluttony, gluttony. Who's the saint of that sin?
is Natasha Raya. I'm a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
There once was a girl who always went a little too far. And one night, she went out to the middle of the dance floor. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Look, Mummy, it's a fresh Christmas snow. May I go outside and make snow angels?
Snow angels, snow angels, snow angels. 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 La 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 la. Snow angels, snow angels, snow angels. Snow angels, snow angels, snow angels. Snow angels.